gonna focus our plan to win on Friday's regional semi women's volleyball, Purdue on the road at number one Baylor. We heard Daniel talking earlier on the stupid sports stat about Purdue going up against number ones. But I get the sense, Daniel, from hearing Coach Shondell on not only the Morning Drive, but on the Hammer Down show, that he feels pretty darn good about this matchup, even though Purdue is going up against the top team in women's volleyball.
Yeah, that's the beauty of college sports, is that history is history. I mean, not one player on this team was involved in any of the other losses. All those 14 losses to number one teams, Caitlin Newton wasn't there, Grace Cleveland wasn't there, and the two of them named All-Region today along with Blake Moeller, so big congratulations to them. And this is just going to be a situation where two major factors are going to decide the match. And it's easy to talk about serve-receive, which is the pass that you get off on the first touch after a player serve to give your setter an opportunity to lay it up for your hitter. That's the obvious one. You ask a coach, what's your keys to a match? And every single time, Dave tells me it's the serve-receive battle. But when we go a little bit deeper, it's going to be a situation where can Marissa Hornung dig up balls from Yasiana Presley, the two-time Big 12 Player of the Year, just announced Region Player of the Year in the Southwest. Can she dig up balls from her as consistently as she did against the All-American Allie Barber on Saturday to make her one of the best players in the nation and the best player in Marquette, program history in terms of kills, made her look like a casual, Joe Schmo. And if Mo can do that against Presley and force Baylor to start going to their B or C options, that'll be the first line of success against the Bears, a team that's hitting 290 on the season, Purdue hitting 247, and it's just a situation of where they're playing. Big 12 only has one other team that's still dancing, and that's Texas, the number two seed. Purdue, of course, in the Big Ten, has four other teams that made it all the way to the Sweet 16. The other big factor, these are two great blocking teams. Four great middles are going to be on display on Friday. Really five if you talk about all three of Purdue's middle blockers, depending on who Shondell wants to go with. JL Johnson had a career match on Saturday, seven blocks, a new career high, as she came in for a struggling Shavonna Catino. But Catino's been playing up to, all-conference honors all season long. She's just kind of got a bum wheel the last couple matches. 2.5 blocks per set for Baylor, 2.8 for Purdue. The Boilermakers are third in the nation among teams still dancing in blocks per set and total blocks. So it'll be interesting to see if that Boiler block can show up. 14 of them, Nick. 14 blocks against Marquette on Saturday. And you could tell that those stuffs really amped up the crowd, took the Golden Eagles out of the match. And when you talk about the flip side, the devil's advocate, if Baylor gets a few big blocks, they might not have 7,000 like they did against Texas, but they'll probably bring about, 1,500. There could be some schools that come in if they're smart. They'll have some camps or some daytime, field trips from elementary schools, and they could get loud, and just like that, some blocks could really turn it in one way or the other.
I wanted to ask you, if I could guarantee you that one player has a standout performance against Baylor, in terms of the blocks and the digs, where would you go if I could guarantee you that one person just has a phenomenal match on Friday?
Oh, this is so tough. It's so tough. It's Caitlin Newton, and it's really close between her and Grace Cleveland, because Caitlin Newton, you just know, will get 15 kills. She's had 15 kills in 15 matches this year. She's only played in 29 matches this season, so that's just over half of them. The thing about Grace Cleveland, if she has veracity and she doesn't always come out the most aggressive player. Last match against Marquette, she only had one kill in the first set, while Newton had, upwards of seven or eight. So if Grace Cleveland comes out and shows that she's going to play angry in that first set, then I'll say she's a shoo-in, because Cleveland has upped her hitting percentage. And for those that don't know, it's very similar to batting average. You take how many kills you have, you subtract it by your errors, and you divide it by the swings. And that takes hitting percentage. And if you're hitting over 300, same as baseball, you're great. You're going to the all-conference team if you're hitting over 300. Cleveland was hitting at 215 down near that Mendoza line halfway through the season when Nebraska smoked Purdue and Ohio State took them to five. Since then, her hitting percentage is up to 277. She has been on a tear, named first team all-conference, nearly, I can't guarantee things, but she better be an All-American at one of the teams, because she's second on the team in aces with 42. She has an ace in 13 matches in a row, and Cleveland's coming off of a 500 hitting percentage match against Marquette. So if we're talking consistency and a stat-stuffing performance, Cleveland and Newton have been battling against each other all season. They're nearly at the top of the conference in kills per set and aces per set. Cleveland leads the team in blocks. It's been so much fun to cover these, you know, these ladies all season long. And Caitlin Newton does not want Blake Moeller and Siobhan Catino's career to end. I don't think Blake Moeller wants to either. And if she can finally come out and have that All-American match that we've been waiting all conference play, she hasn't had one of over 16 or 17 kills this season. If Blake Moeller really wants to keep her career alive and put together a 20-kill performance, which is incredible for a middle blocker, then I'll be back here on Monday, and we'll be talking about how Purdue's sure. going to the Final Four if the three of them can play out of their mind this weekend.
It'd be great.
So does Baylor remind you of any of the Big Ten teams that you saw throughout the season?
They do. They remind me of last year's Minnesota. And I say that because I can't really compare them to this year's Minnesota because the setter for Baylor is exquisite. She was just named All-Conference, Big 12 setter of the year as well, Hannah Lachlan. Minnesota really has the, you know, the bats to compete with anyone if we're going to continue the baseball. And Baylor's left side, Yasiana Presley, the superstar, unanimous Big 12 player of the year. She's very similar to Stephanie Samity, a stud outside for Minnesota, because they're only 6'1", and yet their broad jump is from the 10-foot line, and they'll land at the net. It's incredible how high they get up, and if you have a setter that can get it to you, Baylor's got the very similar middles, too. Their middles are studs, both of them All-Conference. One of them's a freshman, top 10 recruit. The other one's a redshirt senior, so the two opposites of the spectrum. And the redshirt senior broke their all-time single-season hitting percentage record last year, hitting upwards of 400. This year, Shelley Stafford hitting 375. Minnesota was a tough out last year in the tournament, but they got upset in this round. So, we'll see.
So, are you ready at this point? On Tuesday the 10th, to stick your neck out there and say Purdue's going to pull this off on Friday?
I'll be honest, I don't. Looking at it on paper, it doesn't feel like it would be a major upset to real volleyball pundits if Purdue won this game. So I don't want to make it sound like if I call a Purdue win, I'm going out on a limb, because I don't really think that's the case. Now, in the grand scheme of things, 16-1, it would be a huge upset. Baylor being at home gives them an edge, and I'd say that Baylor's got the edge. It's just how it works when you're playing at home. But if Purdue plays Purdue volleyball, yeah, I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win the match. I think Baylor will only bring about 900, 1,000 fans, 11 a.m., steal that first set, because USC, Southern Cal, against Baylor on Saturday in the second round, hit 469 in the first set, which is ridiculous. You got to win that set, and they lost the set late. So if Purdue can come out and bash the ball and go up early and everyone's freaking out, then that's the key to success. That's the plan to win.
Boilers and Bears coming up on noon, coming up at noon on Friday down in Waco, noon our time, and that one unfolds on ESPNU.